differential diagnosis of a hypopigmented lesions or indeterminate type of leprosy include pityriasis alba, hypopigmented sarcoidosis, hypopigmented MF, nevus inamicus, nevus depigmentosis, post-inflammatory hypopigmentation, and P. versicolor. DDs of erythema nodosum leprosum include erythema nodosum, Sweet syndrome, nodular MF, PAN, and these four are included in the DDs of erythema nodosum leprosum. Then we have the sites which are not involved in leprosy and why. These include the scalp, axilla, groin, flexures, and the lumbar skin, mostly because the temperature at these areas is higher. Mycobacterium leprae usually grows at a lower temperature, that is 30 to 33 degrees Celsius, and these areas which I just mentioned have a higher temperature. So these are the areas we are typically spared in case of leprosy. Difference between Lucio phenomena and Lucio leprosy. By Lucio leprosy, we mean it is a type of leprosy in which there is a diffuse infiltration of the skin with the visible nodulation and nodular plaques. There is a waxy thickened skin, loss of the body hair, eyelashes, eyebrows, but not the scalp hair. The hands will be puffy, there are shiny eyes, but no keratitis and iritis. And there is a widespread sensory loss, but no motor palsies. Lucio phenomena occurs in the Lucio leprosy. It usually occurs in the Lucio leprosy, commonly in untreated or inadequately treated cases. The lesion become more tender, red patches, and appear on the extremities. The lesion become purpuric and then heals with a stellate scarring due to the necrosis. The Lucio leprosy is also known as the lepra bonata or beautiful leprosy because no specific lesions can be seen on the skin as seen in the other cases of leprosy.